Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And welcome to the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Tuesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He's here. Colony, he is around. It's a it's kind of dry right now. It was just like a little bit of a sprinkle as I was coming in, but it was relatively okay. It felt like it took me an hour and a half to drive to work today.
Really?
Well, you know why? Because the road, I'm a better snow driver than I am kind of wet road driver. I don't like driving when there's big puddles. I'm afraid I'm going to hydroplane because I did once.
Yeah, it's coming down out there right now.
Is it raining now?
Yeah. You get an hour east and it starts to get real sloppy.
Oh, man. But it felt like it took me an hour to drive to work today. And it took the same exact amount of time. It's just like high tensity driving.
you're gripping the stick.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm okay to drive in the snow. I'm okay to drive in the rain. It just feels like I pay attention more when it's raining. Like,
you're on high alert.
I want it to be a dry and clear, and I don't even care what the temperature is. Just a clear and dry day where I can just rip it down 28 and go. And just not be worried about stuff.
Yeah, that doesn't happen between like September and March.
I know. I got to get my car inspected tomorrow, right after work. I'm going straight there to get my car inspected and oil changed. So I got to do that. I actually like to go to the car place and get it inspected.
And just sit there and quietly sip a cup of coffee and
decompress.
Yeah. Maybe flip through a magazine or something.
I might write a column during that.
They'll have like the Today Show on or something or whatever's on. I have no idea what's on the television at 10 o'clock, like 11 o'clock every day.
Something that women watch.
Price is Right.
There
the
you go.
View.
No, not Price is Right. Price is Right doesn't come on until a little bit later, right?
Till 11.
Oh, at 11? I thought you said 10. Yeah, Price is Right is on at 11. At 10 o'clock is
Let's
the
make
one
a
where
deal.
They dress up.
Yeah,
yes.
Wayne Brady.
Well, you know what I do sometimes in the studio? Don't tell them. I make sure to put it on and leave to make Ron change it.
Yeah.
I make Ron watch the first minute and a half of
what's this nonsense?
Right, and some guy comes in dressed like the Fruit of the Loom grape guy. And Ron looks up, and some lady standing next to him is like dressed like Mr. Planners or whatever.
Somebody's doing a song and a dance.
And Ron is furious that it's not sports on, and then he changes it. All right, here's what I thought about the other day driving through North Park. I drive through North Park at least once a day normally.
Okay.
Sometimes multiple times because I live just essentially in North Park. I live right by North Park. So, I live
close enough.
Really close. Yeah. I could walk to North Park if I wanted to, but I don't. I have, but I don't want to.
Okay.
Anyhow.
You were driving through North Park.
Yes, I was. And it was one of those days, I don't know if it was whatever day it was, seriously, like 8 degrees.
Okay.
You know, it was like
I can't remember which day that was.
It was one of those days.
It was a whole week of days.
Super, super, super very cold. And there are people running and jogging through North Park.
Okay.
At what point do you not get the returns that you're putting into it? That is to say, number one, it's just freezing cold. Number two, you're not able to run the way that you really want to run or jog because you're running defensively.
I'm glad you brought this up because we went to like a late lunch, early dinner on Sunday. This place in Mount Lebanon, and we come walking out. It was perfectly dry out before we walk into the restaurant. We walk out, inch and a half of snow on the ground. Boom. That's how quick it fell. And we see this lady jogging down Washington Boulevard, whatever the road, West
Washington
Liberty.
Road, yeah,
Washington
yeah,
Road, yeah. 19. She's jogging down the sidewalk in an inch and a half of snow. You're not jogging, like, your stride's completely off, right?
It's defensive running.
Yes. So what is a very good question. What are you actually getting? I mean, you're still breaking a sweat maybe, but like you're doing those little tiny choppy steps trying not to fall on your can.
Would you get less out of it if you just ran in place in your living room for an hour? I mean,
that's a legitimate question.
I was thinking about this because it is, it was 8 degrees and there was... And I know knocking our county workers, but they're not out humping it, especially like on a Saturday or Sunday, whenever that was.
Yeah.
Clearing off the trail where people, the part of the road where people run. I mean, they were kind of, they sleep in their trucks on the week. What are they doing on the weekends? So
you got to get that snowplow tracker.
So these guys, these guys are running, and I'm sitting at the – there's the red light, the main North Park red light, which is – I guess it's Wildwood and – you know, right where the lake comes in. I don't even know. Peebles. I don't know what roads they
are. Is that
by
the Smokey the Bear sign that's on?
A little up from it. No, the one up from it, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, up from Smokey the Bear.
Okay.
You know, towards Cool Cones.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about there?
Yep.
That main four-way right there. Yeah, Wildwood and Babcock and whatever that is. And I'm sitting there.
Big
and these guys are rounding the corner there.
Right.
And they're where normally, if you're sitting there on a nice, clear, even autumnal day when
right.
it's, you know, 50 degrees, or especially a summer day when it's 80 degrees, people come from the where the lake is hauling ass down that corner, and they make a right-hand turn, and they're running like they think they're Ben Johnson or Carl Lewis, you know, on the last turn of that,
right.
you know, 800.
That 400, yeah,
yeah
whatever
and
it
they're
is.
They're getting it. But these guys are running, and they're kind of like the one guy has his arm pointed out just in case he wipes out, and the other guy's like tiptoeing, leaning into him.
What's the point?
Right. And it's like watching NASCAR and then watching bumper cars.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, what do you get out of this? When do the returns diminish to the point where it's not worthwhile?
When your steps get that small, when you get the tiny little small choppy steps, mm-hmm. it's what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're not helping yourself. You're putting yourself at more risk of injury.
So that probably. Was the question I had this morning for the pre-show. There has to be some hard determining point, like what I'm putting in, I'm not getting out.
Right.
It would be better just to do jumping jacks in my living room. Or is there something where, now I think that some of these people have to get their miles in. You know, they're training
right,
for the marathon
it.
In May or whenever
but
the marathon
if
is.
If that's the case, if you're that committed a runner, right, you probably either have a treadmill or know of a treadmill somewhere in the area, right?
Good call.
I mean, I get it. People love to run outside, especially if they consider themselves serious runners, right?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go get 7 miles in, and it's got to be – I can't run on a treadmill. I can't do it. Well, you know what? Sometimes discretion is the better part of valor here.
I ran on this thing the other day, this free runner.
Okay.
You've seen these, Producer Matt? Your sister-in-law would know about this. You know Producer Matt's sister-in-law is like a world-class runner.
Really?
University of Colorado.
Yep.
Yep, like
yeah.
distance runner, like legit, like Prefontaine stuff.
I'm not
yeah.
directly related.
Well, this free runner thing is, it doesn't have an, it's just essentially a belt that you power it. You know, there's no motor.
None.
You just, it has like a...
Oh, it's kind of like, almost like a U-shaped.
It is U-shaped, yes, good call. I couldn't think of it. And you just run, and you power it. So however fast you run, that's how hard it goes.
Oh, wow. Huh.
But you got to keep it moving, like the speed
but
registers
But then, like,
and stuff.
When you slow down, you got to really be
it's
careful.
It's easy to fall,
yeah.
It would be really easy to fall. But you've got to really get... It was neat. You know,
huh.
it was, but you got to kind of get it moving and keep it going at yeah. the same pace.
How do you slow down?
You slow carefully. You got to dial it down. Like you can't
stop
just stop
all that momentum.
Right, right.
Jeez.
But yeah, I think it's called a free runner or something like
Interesting.
That. It was neat. They had a couple of these machines at the place I was at. But the running thing, like, is some of it like psychological too? Where like people. I want to show people how tough I am. I don't know, because I'm wondering if these people are even sweating.
Well,
it's so. I guess they're sweating underneath those 13 layers.
Right. I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand the runner's ethos. I just don't. I mean, you could see that I'm not exactly built like a runner here. I run if I'm being chased by something. But like that, there's some people that just they want to be outside when they run. I guess the treadmills are the devil to them. I guess they don't want to.
I work out with some people who are like these like ultra distance and like runner and
right.
What is it, a triathlete kind of people, and I get it, I understand it, but I think some of them do like indoor workouts too, you know, like when it's so ridiculously cold, I don't know if they go out like that. I'm gonna have to ask them.
Yeah.
You know, rather than ask people on a microphone, maybe I'll just ask the people that I know.
You know.
All
yeah.
right, if my marathon training said to run 12 miles on Saturday, I'd run 12 miles, as long as it wasn't icy. My Gore-Tex running shoes are fine in rain or snow. I get hurt every time I run on a treadmill. That's Katie in Gibsonia.
Huh.
She checks in quite a bit. She's a great listener,
yeah.
Katie is, especially
Thank
early
you,
in the morning. Thank you. So there it is. As long as it's not ice, then you get out and you go. I'm watching these people.
How do you not wipe out in the snow?
I don't know. She said as long as there's not ice, she can go. But you're right. There is snow.
Like that stuff that's out there right now. Like I took the dog out this morning before I came to work. It's pure slush. Like you take one step on that stuff on a hard surface, like walking into the sidewalk in front of our house yesterday.
Yeah.
I almost wiped out like three times.
I didn't shovel yesterday. I just got the big push broom that we have with the squeeze.
Yeah.
And it was so heavy.
It's 6 tons.
It was, I mean, this, if that's the kind of stuff that is now on, that'll go through like skylights and stuff on
yes.
your roof and stuff. You got to clear your roof off. It is just so compacted, heavy.
Especially with the rain coming down now. Oh, yeah.
It's the kind of heavy stuff where, like when you were in high school, if you really didn't like somebody, you could bust their face with a snowball.
Yes. You'd sit there and smooth that thing to a fine shine.
Yes.
And just
work it
until it was just a ball of pure ice.
It is a legit
thing
ice
weighed
ball.
15 pounds.
Yeah. Heavy, like a shot put. You throw it and make it. When it hits something.
Yeah.
Or you could throw it through a plastic sort of like a skylight kind of thing. You throw it right through it.
Yeah. Just destroy
shards
things.
Of plastic flying everywhere. Speaking from experience, there was they have those plastic sort of windows that they look like submarine windows.
Yeah. Yeah.
We threw an ice ball through one time at school. Yeah. I think it was high school. Right through the side.
We were
total got the hell out of there.
Idiots when we were kids. We would stand there and throw snowballs at cars as they drove by.
No, for sure.
Like, what
the mailman was lucky he was a nice guy. Or he would have got drilled.
What the hell were we thinking?
Oh, we did some. A Pat bus was like Target. I mean,
slow moving.
Oh, my God. Pat bus would go by on Main Street in Sharpsburg, right by the fire hall. Because the fire hall is now also the police station, but it wasn't also the police station when I was growing up. It was just the fire hall. And so the shenanigans would ensue because there were no police.
Nobody there.
And there was really only one policeman, Leo Rudsky. Well, Jumbo was a policeman too, but he worked at night. So anyway, we were out on Main Street and we had ice balls. And a packed bus, there were two buses that went by, the 1A New Kent and the 91A Butler Street. And they would come by and there'd be about six of us. And we'd stand on Main Street right there. And it would stop. And the guy knew he had it coming, but what's he going to do?
Yeah.
So then he picked somebody up or whatever, and then he pull out, and it was like you'd hear, kids on both sides of the street just unload.
You'd stand there with like four snowballs in your hands, right? Same exact thing happened on Churchview Avenue in Baldwin. Same exact thing.
I'm just envisioning just this the people inside the bus being like, what do you kids think? You're going to hurt the bus. And I don't know what we got out of it other than seeing the snowballs just blast.
Just explode off that bus.
I mean, they would hit this
explode.
Bus. Explode. And the cars behind it would be like, these kids are jerks. What do they do? Every
what
bus.
What are kids doing? Knock it off.
Oh, was that fun? We'd have a snowball.
I know
in our,
your mom.
A snowball in our pocket.
Yeah.
That was a big move, too. One under your armpit. Yeah. All right, Fan Morning Show, pre-show. Kareem Hunt, we talk about him. Of course, we talk about the Penguins, though, to get it going. Evgeny Malkin can't keep his stick, to himself, which is problematic at times, but let's get it moving, Fan Morning Show.
Let's do that. Let's get some sleep. How about that? Not right now. You just got up, and it's early, and you wish you had a great night's sleep, right? Maybe you were tossing and turning. It's time to get yourself that new MyPillow mattress topper I've been telling you about for a couple of months now, because the people at MyPillow, Mike Lindell, those folks, there's quite possibly no one that does sleep better than them. You go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the promo code MAC, M-A-C-K. Click on the little promo code thing. You're going to type in MAC, M-A-C-K, and you're going to get 30% off the order of your MyPillow mattress topper. Plus, they're going to throw in two MyPillow standard pillows absolutely free, the same ones that stay cool all night. You throw them in the dryer, you fluff them up. They're good to go after a couple of weeks. Again, with the promo code MAC, M-A-C-K, the MyPillow mattress topper comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So there's no reason not to try it right now. Again, MyPillow.com. Don't spend another year wishing you could get better sleep. Fulfill those New Year's resolutions of getting in better shape and getting more rest. Taking care of yourself, doing a better job of that. MyPillow.com. Enter the promo code MAC, M-A-C-K. You get the MyPillow mattress topper for 30% off and two MyPillow standard pillows absolutely free. 1-800-951-8058 or MyPillow.com and the promo code MAC.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.